Virgin. Live from Dubai, Media City.
Let's go!
Across the metaverse. And beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I wanna get
up. I got my head out the sunroof.
About to slide, okay.
Turn up the music.
The Chris Fade Show.
Let's go.
Chris Fade.
We don't stop.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty.
And
break it down.
Big Rossi.
Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya.
Mics.
Virgin Radio.
What we got, bro?
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02, Wednesday, September 21st. Happy birthday to my mum. It's my mum's birthday today, guys.
Happy birthday, Gilda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, when someone gets a haircut around you and you don't like it, do you tell them or do you just let it be?
You would tell them anyways. I don't even know why you're asking.
I'm looking at Basma, who works with us. She's got a fringe.
Yes, and she looks great.
No, it looks good. It looks good, but Basma.
It's so
her. It looks good, Basma. It looks good. Nala, can we turn the mics on in there?
It's on.
Yeah, it's on. It looks good. I saw you yesterday on your Instagram. Did you do that yourself?
Yes.
You gave yourself a fringe.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's like, isn't that risky, girls? Like giving yourself a fringe?
I would never ever bring scissors near my face
pretty
myself.
Good. It looks for like a professional job, though.
Thanks. You can come to my salon anytime.
Yes,
anytime. No.
I might have to.
No, I'll stay away. Thanks, though. But it looks great. Well done. You happy with it? Because that's a big step, right? I could give myself my own fringe. I could do that same hairstyle, couldn't I?
Do it.
That looks so weird, wouldn't it?
I dare you. Do it.
One day when I take all this hair off that I've got, I'll create a fringe for it first.
Okay. But I'll do it for you.
Okay, sure.
Not happening.
Good morning. Rossi, how you feeling, mate?
Very good, thank you. Pub quiz last night.
Yeah, how was it? Oh, you did the pub quiz last night. Yeah,
it was
a late
good.
One, yeah?
Yeah, it was good, though.
It was a good one. Pretty?
I'm feeling great, yeah.
Now, I want to talk about this charm that you have around your neck. I mean, are you 7 years old? It looks cute, but are you seven?
Yes.
Where did you get that from?
Karen, our friend Karen, and we went and got them together. Karen has one, too.
That's cute.
Our manager, Karen.
Yep.
Has one of those things.
Yep.
I would never... This.
She wears it.
I've never seen her wear that. I'll be making fun of it.
It's our thing. It's our vibe.
Oh, interesting. I don't have a vibe with her like that. Okay, I'll have a word to her.
What, now you want a vibe?
Pretty's wearing like, it would be, what would you, like, you know the candy necklaces that used to get when you were a kid? It was all little candies and used to eat the
so
lollies.
So can I tell you, so we were at an event and that's where we got this from.
Yeah.
And across the room, I wasn't wearing my glasses, right?
Okay.
And across the room, I saw this stand with this on it.
Sure.
And I turned to her and I go, Karen, this candy. Let's go get it. They're giving away free
candy.
Candy.
Okay.
And I get there, and it's these necklaces. And I was like, oh, it's a necklace. Let's get a necklace.
So you got one each?
Yeah, we got one
each. That's cute.
Listen, 6:04, this time tomorrow, I won't be here. I'm going to be on a plane. I'm heading to Italy tomorrow.
How exciting.
Work related, which I want to tell you a little bit about throughout the show, okay?
Nice.
Because there could be an opportunity for you to somewhat win something as well, which I'll give you the name on pretty soon. Coming up, I don't know if you remember, we spoke to a guy called Muhammad, and he had just had a baby, but he had it named his child. And then on this very show, we gave him suggestions.
Yes.
We've found out that he's named the child. We're going to get him back on to find out. Did we name the child?
I can't wait to
Which
hear.
I think is going to be super cool. We've got the pop quiz coming up at 7:10. There's a lot going on, all right? Plus, pretty can't swallow, and I'll explain more on that real soon. Okay? That this is something that we've learned about you.
Great. What?
In recent times, all right? It's all coming up. It looks like a beautiful day across the UAE. Thanks for having us on. First caller, who's gonna be? Can you be our first caller? Are you listening right now? Are you just driving in thinking to myself, I'm too tired to talk to you, Chris? Why would I call you? I'd love you to be our first caller of the show right now. We just want to know about you. It's where we ask you questions like, what you doing? What do you do for work? We have a little chat.
Yeah.
I'll try to be funny. It fails.
Rossi
will make fun of that. And we'll go into a song.
That's it.
Literally every day, that's how it goes.
That's it. Okay, so be that person for us.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
All right, Suresh. Suresh, you're our first caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing all right, brother. How are you?
All good. Yeah, good to speak to you.
Man. Lovely to speak to you, mate. What are you doing? What are you doing at 608? What's up?
Something very interesting for me. My son is going for a football trial class.
Trial.
He had to drop him.
So this is going to decide if he's going to get into the team this trial?
Yep.
Have you given him the pep talk, Dad? Have you told him, like, go in there, just try your best, work your hardest, don't worry? Have you done all that?
Yeah, that's very usual.
That's a typical dad move right there.
If you're not first, you're last. Say that.
Yeah, if you're not first. No, don't say that to him. That's too hard. That's too hard. And then what do you do for work?
I have my own IT company.
Oh, good on you. You started your own IT company?
Yeah, it's been 5 years and it's going good.
Oh, that's
good on you, mate. Like, what do you do? For offices or for private people?
No, it's for all the, like, it's a cyber security company, and we do the security consulting and everything for banks, governments, and everything.
If I wanted to hack into a computer, could you do that for me? Or there's just a particular computer.
Why would you want to do that?
Off the record. Yeah, he can see.
It's highly illegal.
Is it illegal to go into someone else's computer?
No, something like ethical. There is something called ethical hacking. But it's not very legal to do.
Yeah, ethical hacking. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Ethical hacking.
Companies, they create ethical hacking companies, basically. So companies will hire them to see how easy it is to break into their...
So that's the job that I've always wanted to do.
What, to try to hack into a company?
No, I'd love to be employed to go in and steal stuff from shops. And then, like, this is where my mind went as I was younger.
Oh, gosh.
Not that I've ever stolen anything. I'm a good, abiding citizen. But if I ever stole anything and got caught, I'd be like, well, I'm from the da-da-da Equity Foundation, where we actually try to find out how safe your security is, and you have failed.
Here's your item
to try
back.
To get out of it.
Yeah, I'd just be like, no, I'm part of a company where I go in and steal stuff from stores just to test their security. You have actually passed right now because you've caught me. Congratulations. I'd have a form in my bag already ready to go. There it is. Thank you. If you could just lodge that just to let me know, and then I'll run away.
Where your mind goes really amuses me.
Another thing, Suresh.
Wishing you and your mom a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'll pass that message on to Gilda, my mum. Yeah, it's her 70th birthday today. Happy birthday. She's never let me say that. I didn't think she was going to let me say that she was 70.
70?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know. Yeah, 70, so touch wood. Thank you. I appreciate that. Were you going to say something else there, Ross?
I was just going to say, Suresh, I'd like to hack the hackers one day. You know, like, have you ever seen that YouTube channel where they hack the hackers?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
And they have footage of them in their office.
It's the security. It's not really the hackers. It's the guys that call up and go, they're trying to get into your credit card, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's
pretty. It's about protecting your network and the security. So we do on that one. Rather than hacking, we just need to see how we protect your network and infrastructure.
Well, and that's why I don't own a computer, guys. That is why. thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great morning. Good luck to your son as well. Real quickly, Jack is on standby. It says Jack doesn't want to say the name of the company that he works for. Hi, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, gosh.
How are you, brother?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. So you're cabin crew?
Yeah.
Have you taken off? You've just come back or you're going?
I'm actually going to get my licenses renewed. So I have to go write some tests and do some courses, do some first aid, security, all those sort of stuff.
How often do you have to do that as cabin crew?
Once a year.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Once a year, you got to go redo it. Like, what, is it a day thing?
2 day thing.
Wow.
Too long.
Yeah. Do you get paid for that? Like, does that come out of your, like?
No, we get some hourly rate for it. So like, we have flying pay and basic selling. So obviously you get your basic through the month, but then you get some hours for it, but not like the full day.
Yeah,
but
man.
It's consistent.
Oh, that's cool. I'm flying to Milan. Is it you go there often?
I've been probably like once or twice, but I don't do Europe too much because I've got a US visa, so I do a lot of US sectors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on a second. This has now just opened up this is a question. So as cabin crew, if you're flying to a destination, your own passport needs to have access to that country, like the visas and all that.
Yeah, you do get special crew visas and stuff, which the airline will arrange with the country, but... Like, for the US, for example, I need a proper visa in my passport that allows me to work.
Ah, to get it in.
Working visa, yeah.
Because I was thinking about, like, a lot of my friends who are Arabs, like my Lebanese friends, for example. The Lebanese passport, unfortunately, gets you really not into many countries, right?
So my passport is the same thing. I'm South African, so the green passport is a difficult passport, too.
What is it? Hold on, the South African doesn't get you into many countries.
Oh, no, man. It feels like I have to get a passport to go to the city next to my city, you know?
Wow, I did not know that. I didn't. I thought South Africa's passport was all right. So I guess it's a good way, if you don't have a great passport, if you were to become part of the crew, for example, it will give you more of opportunities to travel?
Exactly.
Ah, interesting. Well, listen, you'll pass that with flying colors today, mate. I appreciate you, man. Have a great day, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much, guys. You too, and have a good day.
Thank you. 6:14 live here on Virgin Radio. I've got so many more callers. I'm not going to be able to get to you. I'll try to get to you tomorrow, though, at the around this time, but I appreciate all our first callers of the morning.
All the gossip.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
So Sotheby's has named Robert Pattinson, a.k.a. Batman, as a curator for an upcoming exhibition called Contemporary Curated.
I am Batman.
And the art world is really upset because they're like, if you're a celebrity, you can pretty much do anything. You should have gotten someone who's actually an artist or an art teacher to curate this exhibition for one of the most esteemed organizations in the world.
Didn't you say Batman?
Yeah. He played Batman.
Who?
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, I didn't hear the Robin Pattinson bit. I thought you said they've got Batman.
Well.
Like, I thought as in literally there's a, are we living in a world, right? Are we in Gotham City?
We are not.
Is there a real Batman and like the Penguin running around?
No, it's just Robert.
Okay, yeah, but they use these celebrities because what do they get out of it? They get this, they get exposure. Publicity. They get the publicity worldwide.
So
you know?
If you care, his exhibit runs from the 23rd until the 30th in New York City.
Okay.
Let's talk Selena Gomez. The teaser for her upcoming documentary is finally here. It's called My Mind and Me. It takes a look at the last 6 years of her life. There's laughter, there's tears, there's so much. One of the quotes says, after years in the limelight, Selena Gomez achieves unimaginable stardom, but just as she reaches a new peak, an unexpected turn pulls her into darkness. The documentary comes out November 4th on Apple TV Plus. Someone is selling Kanye West's music, and he has no idea who. This is a Taylor Swift situation. It's being sold for $175 million. He wrote on Instagram, just like Taylor Swift, my publishing is being put up for sale without my knowledge, not for sale. So it looks like either he's going to have to re-record, just like Taylor's doing right now, or figure out who's doing the sale and try to stop it.
So basically, these artists, they create these songs, and then it's owned by maybe a record label or an individual group. So the only way they can ever get it back is like they say, okay, you guys can keep those songs, but I'm going to just re-record them. So they re-record their own songs, slightly different sometimes. It's something that you can't even tell. And then they own that song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Taylor...
And then they get everyone to buy that version.
That version, that's right.
Exactly,
yeah.
Which is exactly what Taylor Swift is doing right now. And finally, remember when the photos from the Barbie movie came out of Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling? And they're wearing like these really bright, typical Barbie and Ken outfits. Well, apparently, Margot and Ryan were completely embarrassed when that photo leak happened. Here she is explaining it all to Jimmy Fallon.
I can't tell you how mortified we were, by the way. We look like we're like laughing, having fun, but dying on the inside.
You're like, oh, my God.
Dying. I was so like, cool. This is the most humiliating moment of my life.
Yeah. Did you realize it was going to go everywhere all over the internet?
No.
Nah, I love Margot Robbie's Australian accent. I forget sometimes that she's an Aussie.
She's so good when she does
American
accent.
Yeah, she is. She brought Jimmy Fallon fairy bread.
Oh, that's what I love.
Something fairy with sprinkles.
Bread. So fairy bread in Australia, we grew up as a kid. You go to someone's house or you go to a birthday party, you call it fairy bread.
Fairy cakes.
No, so basically what it is, it's really soft, just white bread. So you go to the store, you get white bread.
Oh, okay.
All right, you get butter.
Yeah.
You put butter all over the white bread to all the corners. Then you would get like, I think you guys call them hundreds and thousands.
We call them sprinkles.
Little sprinkles.
Yeah.
And then you sprinkle it on top of the bread. You cut it. I think we should have some of this. I think we should have some. Let me try to make some.
I'm down for that.
Okay, it's called fairy bread. It's something so simple yet so good.
Lots of E numbers in there.
There we go. Yes, 100%. It's not great and healthy, but... Oh, sometimes you just need to spoil yourself a little bit, right? All right, fairy bread, let's try to get that going on. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. So exciting because this time tomorrow, you're going to be on your way to Milan.
Oh, my gosh. I've never been to Milan. I know, like, if you're listening to this, I don't want you to be like, oh, look at him going to Milan. Well, actually, I want you to do that. That's fine. I'm happy
for you. I don't think anyone who listens to this show would behave that way.
So it's funny how it all worked. It's funny how life works sometimes. So Virtue Zone, who are amazing. If you don't know Virtue Zone, if you're looking to ever start your own company and you need like to get the licenses and do all those bits and pieces, you need to have a company to help you out. You could do it on your own, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take you four times longer and probably cost you twice as much. VirtuZone are fantastic. They get it done for you. They're efficient. They've been doing it for years. When I set up Fade Fit, my company, that's who I went to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've spoken about them so many times about just how great they are and how great the team is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the guys from VirtuZone, they've got this hashtag called Be Your Own Boss.
Okay.
Okay. They've literally trademarked. The hashtag "Be Your Own Boss," which I think
that
is brilliant, right? Now the guys from Boss, you know, the epic clothing company.
Yes,
Boss,
of course.
They have that hashtag, and they were using it around the world, right?
Mm.
And then when they came to the Middle East and the UAE, they did this event, and they realized, oh, hold on a second, VirtuZone have the Be Your Own Boss hashtag,
yeah,
and it's trademarked. So the guys come together and they realize, you know what? There's a lot of similarities between Boss and VirtuZone. It's all about like being your own boss, like when you're wearing that Boss clothing, like that's what it's about.
Yeah,
it's like being your own boss, and their clothing is fantastic. And VirtuZone's the same. It's like, yo, we want to make you your own boss so you can live the life that you want to live. So basically, there's a fashion show happening in Milan.
Yeah.
On tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, it's the Hugo. It's like the big Fashion
Hugo
Week
boss,
one.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's the Boss one. And so they're like, hey, do you want to be your own boss? Chris, go fly out there. Take Brianna with you and you can go check it out. And I said, you know what?
That's amazing.
I'm ready to go.
That's so cool.
So I am ready to go. So you can be your own boss with VirtuZone. Again, if you're looking to set up your own company, make sure you check them out. VirtuZone. And you could officially be your own boss. But I love the two sort of, you know, they're both iconic. You know, iconic one locally here, iconic. And obviously Boss globally iconic. Like, I think it's just fabulous, you know.
So you're gonna be at the show.
Listen, there's
gonna be celebrities.
Yeah, there's a lot of, everyone's telling me there's gonna be a lot of famous people
of course.
There. You know who I'm really excited to hopefully meet? The guy that does the hands thing, the most followed person on TikTok.
Oh, he's gonna be there.
He's a Boss ambassador.
Stop.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
What's his name? He does the hands.
Is it Kabi?
Kabi. You guys know who I'm talking about? Nala, you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know his name? I know who this guy is. I'm trying to get the name.
Kabi.
It is Kabi. Okay, yeah. So he's going to be there with a bunch of other celebs. So I'll try to get a photo of both of us doing that arm
thing.
Which I'm sure he would be so frustrated about that photo.
I mean, you know who? They have had a long lineage of amazing
celebrities.
Huge.
It's going to be huge. So
it's going to be so good.
I won't be here for the next 2 days. I'm just giving you the heads up.
That's
all right?
Okay.
Rossi is so happy about that.
Oh dear!
Yeah, there it is.
Have fun.
Yeah, I will. Is it okay?
Are you actually happy or are you sarcastic? Happy?
Yeah, can I have a little bit of fun? Do you mind, Rossi?
You're always having fun.
Okay,
you're having more fun than me.
Yeah.
No, but I want Gilda. Is Gilda gonna go?
So, Mum's birthday is today. She turned 70, and it all coincided that she wanted to spend her 70th birthday with her favorite son, so she came here.
You are just terrible.
So, Mum and Dad are going to come join us in Milan a couple of days after and just spend a few days together.
That's amazing.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, I feel.
So
you know what
cool.
I mean? Treasure those moments with your parents. If you've got your parents around, treasure them. Do these moments, because I know there's a few of you right now that may not have your parents around and you feel that, right? So treasure the moments whilst you can.
What happened to you?
Oh, man. I freaked out last night.
Why?
So, you know, there's a service where you can get. I was ill all of last week, right? So
yes.
I just had a cold, and it was getting to me. I'm traveling, so one of my friends who is a doctor said to me, you know, what you should just do, go get an IV, get some hydration into your body, and they can pump some vitamins into you. It'll make you feel better,
okay.
Right? And I've done this before. I've done one of these IV drips before.
We did it on the show together.
We did do it on the show once. So
there's
a company. There's a number of companies across the country that are like, you just message them. Or you call them up, you can book it in, they come to your house. It ranges anywhere between 280 dirhams to like 3,000 dirhams, depending on what you want, right?
Yeah. Does it work, though?
Yeah, it's an IV. It's sort
so
of
it
when
makes you feel better.
Yeah, when you go to the hospital and you're not feeling well, what do they put in there? They put the IV in, and it gives your body just like fluid because you're so dehydrated. And so I know that I'm traveling. I thought, oh, luck, let me just put this in. You know, got onto WhatsApp because everyone's on WhatsApp these days. WhatsApping the company back and forth. And they said, sure, we'll book it in. So 7 o'clock last night, I'm there. I'm waiting. Lovely nurse comes in. And I said to her, okay, yeah, I've got pretty good veins. And she's like, okay, cool. You have to talk to a doctor beforehand. It's all like legit done. So you talk to the doctor beforehand. They say, hey, what's going on? You say that. Okay, cool. We'll administer the IV. So the nurse sets up my hand. she's trying to get it into my vein near my elbow, you know, the one in, halfway down your arm, right?
Yeah.
And I've got pretty big veins. I've never had an issue getting this vein put in, these things put in. So I'm doing it, and she's super cool, and she's trying to get it in, and I'm like, you know, me and needles aren't the best anyway, but I'm like, I'm all right, and she's trying to, like, get it in. She finally gets it in, then she's like, oh, there's no blood coming out. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? She's like, oh, we need to get blood coming out. So she's fiddling around with it she's fiddling around for about 30, 45 seconds, and I'm now looking away. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to pass out here, am I? Anyway, she gets it in, and then she puts the Band-Aid, tape over it, right? And then I sort of look at it, and I just realize that my arm is sort of like... the fluid's going in, but it's like not going in because my arm is just like lifting. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's a pocket of air or something, and it's just blowing up. As I said, she's like, oh, okay, it's not clean. It's not clean. We have to flush it. So she takes it out.
Oh no!
And now I'm like, oh gosh,
that was horrible. Here
we go. It was a little traumatic for me, right? Brianna's sitting next to me, and I looked at her, and she's like, it's okay, it's okay. Then the nurse said, let's do the other hand. Can we do this hand? The vein on the
back of the hand
now.
Yeah.
It's a bit bigger. And I said, all right. So then she gets it. She starts trying to fiddle it in again. And it was struggling to go in again. And she's like, oh, I'm not sure if there's any blood in this one. And like now I'm like starting to feel a little weak.
Isn't it dangerous if like air gets in there?
Just I don't want to know any of that, okay? Okay. I just don't want to know any of that now. Anyway, she was an amazing, lovely nurse. She was amazing, right?
But
unfortunately...
she couldn't find the vein.
So she went in again. After about a minute of going around, she finally got it in, put this tape back on. We're looking at this water or whatever it is, the saline dripping. And she's like, yep, it's dripping. It's going in now. Now, I'm looking at my hand, and it just started again.
Oh, no, bubbling.
Yeah, it was lifting. It was like the fluid wasn't going into the vein. It was wherever it was going, it was just staying, and it was forming a bubble in my hand. Mm. I said, get it out, please. Get it out. She's like, no, it's fine. I said, no, it's not. So she took it out. And I was now, my hand literally had a bubble of it.
Oh, man.
She's like,
on the plaster or your skin?
In my skin. My skin, like
you're
whatever.
Joking.
Whatever was dripping from the bag.
It's in your
skin. It just
skin.
Sat in the hand. It didn't go into my vein. So I was like, she's like, I go, what's this? I started to panic.
Of course.
And then she's like, we just got to get some compression on it. Just get some heat. Brianna, go get me a heat pad right now, babe. Go get me a heat pad. She's frantically running around to get me a heat pad. Then the nurse says to me, let's do the other arm. I said, I'm out. I said, I'm done. I'm sorry.
That poor woman is going to quit her job.
Yeah, I said, I can't do this anymore. She's like, no, it's fine. I promise you I'll get it good on the next hand. I said to her,
third try lucky.
I said, nurse, I'm out.
Did you have to pay?
Nah.
Good.
And I said, I'll tell the guys that it was I just backed out. I'll just say I got scared. I don't want to say it was anyone's fault.
She must have freaked
out. It's no one's fault, but I'll tell them that I got scared and I can't do this, okay? I'm not going to say anything. No, it wasn't. It's like three times Betty there or something. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Rubbish, phlebotomist.
What?
What did you just say?
She's like three times Betty.
What is that?
I don't know.
Mean?
I made that up. Takes three times to get it in.
The Chris Day Show's
10K Pop Quiz.
I get that money.
Powered by Rack Bank. With Rack Bank Home in One. The more money you deposit, the less interest you pay on your home loan. For more details, visit rackbank.ae/HIO.
Oh, before we even start, though.
Good morning. All our fans on Facebook.
We are live on Facebook right now. Virgin Radio DXB, thank you so much for hanging out with us. How you all doing?
Yeah.
Hi, Facebook.
Hi, Facebook.
Drop a comment. Tell us where you're listening to us from, what you're doing, where you're at. Shona, hello.
Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through.
You got through, you superstar. 10,000 dirhams with Rack Bank could be yours right here on the Chris Fade Show. Where are you from? Let's get to know you a little bit, Shona. Where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines.
Nice stuff. Good to have you on the show. Fantastic. Yes. And how long have you been here in the UAE?
Oh, my God. It's been like almost 16 years.
Wow.
Been here for almost 16 years.
That's so good. That's like me. I think coming up to November, I hit 16 years here. Were you like me? Were you coming here just for a couple of years and then, you know, you just end up loving it and then the family comes and you stay longer?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's so cool.
Oh my God.
What do you do for work?
I'm a family driver. I drive a Lebanese family.
Look at you.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God.
A what family?
A Lebanese family.
Oh, you were, how the Lebanese, are they, they're all right. Us Lebanese are nice. If they're
11
not,
years. I'm with them for 11 years. Oh, so wow. What do you think?
Good on you. Good on you. Well, I love that. I love that. Well done. Driving everyone around, making sure everyone's safe and sound as well. You're doing a great job there, Shona.
I hope you win this morning,
Shona. Well, let's see how we go. We've got 10,000 dirhams on the line. I've got the 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Sure.
Cool. All right. Good to go?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Shona is ready to do this. 10,000 dirhams, Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings the song Starboy, Blinded by the Lights, and I Feel It Coming?
Pass.
In which sport would you use a puck?
Puck? Pass.
What is the capital of England?
Oh my God.
The capital of England?
London.
Thank you. Before acting, what did Dwayne Johnson do as a job? Was he a wrestler or a waiter?
A wrestler. Okay. A wrestler.
Finish the movie title. Now You See
Me.
Which U.S. state was Jay-Z born in? Florida or New York?
New York.
What sport does Novak Djokovic play?
Tennis.
Taste the Feeling was a slogan for which soft drink company?
Taste the Feeling. Pepsi.
Say the other one.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, who
Coca-Cola?
Sings the songs Crazy in Love and Break My Soul? Beyonce. Lisa? Beyonce.
Beyonce.
How many Emirates are there in the UAE?
Seven.
Yay. 800 dirhams cash is all yours. Well done.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I knew it. I knew this is going to be the day. Oh, my God. Oh. I can't believe it. Really.
Why did you know today was going to be the day?
I don't know. I just woke up in the morning. I rushed. I said I need to go, like, listen. And I knew this is going to be the day. I knew the sign.
I knew it. Love you. Well, 800 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Preeti. Thank you, Rosie. Love you.
We love you more. Bye. There it is. The question she got wrong, who sings Starboy, Blinded by the Lights? I feel it coming. It's the weekend. And if you were playing ice hockey, you'd be using a puck.
Yep.
A puck. Just talking about Margot Robbie earlier on, she said this.
I can't tell you how mortified we were, by the way. We look like we're like laughing, having fun, but dying on the inside.
You're like, oh, dying. You look
I was
so
like,
cool.
This is the most humiliating moment of my life.
Yeah. Did you so realize it was going to go everywhere all over the internet?
No.
Yeah, so that was her talking about these photos that were released. She said the only thing that made her better, though, was fairy bread. So
she literally brought Jimmy Fallon fairy bread.
Pretty and Rossi were like, what's fairy bread? Now, she's Australian. Growing up in Australia, we add fairy bread. Like, this is, at any birthday party as a kid, there'd always be fairy bread there.
So what are the ingredients? Go through it again.
So it's just fresh white bread, butter, and hundreds and thousands, little sprinkles.
The time's tough in Australia.
I guess so. But this, I've just made some for Pretty and Rossi. Here you go. Enjoy, have one piece. No, just take a little quarter.
Oh, okay.
Take a little quarter there.
Because we'd have fairy cakes.
There we go, try that. That's fairy bread.
We don't even have fairy cakes. So, okay, am I taking a bite?
Have a bite with me. Here we go, fairy bread.
One, two, three.
My youth. It's good, no?
It's an interesting combination.
Yeah. Cholesterol city, but it's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, totally not healthy.
Like, I can understand why as kids you would love it.
Yeah, you go to a party, there'd just be hundreds of pieces of fairy bread everywhere.
I get it.
So there you go. If you were just wondering what Margot Robbie was talking about. More fairy bread, guys, yeah? So last week, we had a call from Muhammad, a random call that we took. And, well, have a listen to last week's chat.
Very happy now.
Why?
Because I became a father. Yesterday, 3 a.m., I became a father.
Hold on. 3 a.m., you became a dad.
Yay!
Did you have a boy or a girl?
No, it's a boy. Yeah.
But listen, hold on, Mo. What did you name your son?
That's what we not yet configured the name.
Oh, you haven't got a name. Let's name him on the show.
Do we have options? Did you guys like think of anything?
Yeah, we have some options, yes.
Okay, what are the options?
Sol. Leo.
Leo.
Jade.
Imad, you have your own name. What is it?
My son name for sure, Omar.
Nice name.
That's not a bad name there. Rima, your thoughts. What do you want, Rima? What would you name your son?
Adam.
Nice, I like nice Adam. Name. I got a cousin named Adam. That's a good name. Yeah. What about Raja? Raja, suggested names for their brand new little boy.
Prince.
What a name.
Hey.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mama, that's not bad.
You
Prince.
You like that one, yeah. Hey.
I like it. A lot of other names coming in, guys. Can I just say your suggestions have been fantastic? Rashid, Kamal, Caleb, Hamdan, Taymor. What are you thinking? Anything there help, or is it still not sure?
Yeah, it helps. I will, of course, share it with my wife. Then hopefully that will help us to come up with our name.
That's a smart man right there. Share it with the wife. That's exactly where I'd...
Will you promise to call us back and message us when you guys decide the name?
Of course.
And guess what? Here we are. We got Muhammad back with us right now. Hello, Muhammad.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. We are okay. We're excited here. We gave you a bunch of names. I'm sure one of them was selected.
Yeah.
Right now, Muhammad, your baby boy, which you had last week. What did you name him?
We named him Eli.
Eli.
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't.
That's a nice name.
That was. I mean, great name, but it wasn't any of our suggestions.
You didn't like any.
No, it's not like that. It's because I discussed it with my wife, and then we came up with the name. In Arabic, means Ali. So.
Yeah. Your wife just went. No, we're not doing any of these names that they made up on the radio. All right. Eli's a beautiful name. It's Eli. Is that how you say Eli?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name. That's Aww. A congratulations. Give him a big congratulations.
Yay, Eli!
We really wanted to name him on the show. I'm still going to call him Hamdan, I think, maybe, because that was one of the suggested names. But you roll with Eli, okay, if you're fine with that. I will be telling people in the future that I named a child on our own radio show, okay?
No.
So if anyone ever comes up to you, Muhammad, just say, yes, it was from the show, okay? We got that done? Easy?
Yeah, sure.
Cool, appreciate it. How's little Eli doing now?
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He's crying in the night, but he's a good boy.
Yeah, he's crying now. He'll cry for the next 7 years probably as well,
Dad.
7 years? Yeah, that's what happens.
Seven years?
They just cry. They cry, you see. How's Mum doing? More importantly, how's Mum?
Yeah, she's good.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, God bless you guys. God bless little Eli as well, and thanks for sharing your little journey with us on the show.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank
God bless. Thank you, man. There's Muhammad with little baby Eli.
All the E! News. First, the gossip.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
Should we just talk about it?
Straight into it. Adam Levine, he's in big trouble.
So yesterday, this explosive TikTok came out by this Instagram model. Her name is Sumner Stroh.
Mm-hmm.
And she claimed to be having an affair with Adam Levine. That's now since ended. Have a listen to Sumner, okay? Mm-hmm.
Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, a period of months, he said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious.
So just to recap there.
Dead serious.
Such a TikToker, right?
Yeah, such dead a TikToker. Serious. So dead serious. So she, Behati, Adam's wife, is currently pregnant with baby number 3. They only just made the announcement. This woman said, hey, we were together for about a year. We've broken up for a few months, but he's messaged me and reached out to me to say, hey, can I name my son after you?
Yeah, that's so weird. The girl that you're cheating on your wife with, you want to name your kid their name?
Weird.
What?
And since that video, so many other women have come forward with screenshots of messages from Adam Levine being super flirtatious. Well, now Adam has released a statement on his own Instagram, which is really interesting because a lot of people thought he would stay silent. He wouldn't say anything about it, but I think he just had to, right?
What's he said?
So he said, I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I've addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world.
So he's saying that he never had an affair with this girl. He was just like flirting back and forth.
But he said he crossed a line. So whatever that means to them, he said he crossed a line and he did admit to sending flirtatious messages to women. So that's what he's admitted to. From the statement, it seems like...
Do we believe him, Ross? What do we think from a man's perspective, what do we think?
We discussed it on the show yesterday. If you send in a message, to me, that is considered cheating.
Yeah, so I think judging by the statement, the wife, Behati, they already knew that this happened months ago. They've kind of rectified it, okay, moved forward, and it's just come out to the world now. This is what it seems like from his statement.
Behati is amazing as well. Yes, isn't she?
Behati be happy.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's their own private matter, which they'll have to sort out in their own little time. But yeah, we discussed this on the show yesterday, and I guess 80% of the verdict was like, if you are replying to a message that you receive on a DM, which
or
may
sending
be,
one like
well,
that.
He was instigating it.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, sending, of course. But I'm saying, if you were to receive one, like Rossi, you and I are married. If we were to receive a message from a woman flirting somewhat, you and I just replying to it is not a good thing. You're saying.
Yeah, because you know where it's headed.
Yeah, see, I reply to all my messages. I like to reply, even if it's like a flirtatious one, which, you know, I don't get often. You know, I'll send a little love heart back, you know, like, this is what I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm not like, it's because I'm not going trying to, you know.
And then that person sends another flirtatious message.
I'll send like a shirtless shot if I have to, I'm joking. I would stop it there. But yeah, Rossi blocks them. Like, Rossi,
gets nervous.
Someone sent another one to you yesterday. I think they were joking, but Rossi just blocked the woman.
Yeah, and she was like amazing, but I blocked her.
Did you see that?
Amazing.
She was amazing.
She was.
Because he showed me, goes, look what she just sent. And then he shows me her profile. She looked not bad.
Stalker.
And then I blocked.
So I think there is definitely a whole discussion about, like, which we've done, but about the whole cheating back in the day, cheating before social media was literally
very different,
physical contact somewhat, meeting up with someone in real time,
yeah,
maybe writing a letter, I don't know, like,
now
you DMing and all that sort
there's
of stuff.
Like emotional. There's just like an emotional relationship. Then there's just so many levels.
Like just sending an emoji. Is that considered cheating? Like an emoji?
I don't know.
A reply with a thumbs up? Is that like, oh, look, they just replied with a thumbs up. Like, come on now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, different emojis could mean different things, you know? Like,
you know,
vegetables. We don't want any vegetables sent or anything like that.
No.
Right?
Mm.
Mm. All right. But Adam Levine, I hope this was a little bit of a wake-up call, no pun intended, because he's got a song called Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
But I hope that he has learned from this experience, because they have three kids coming together.
Third one on the way.
Yeah, they've been married for a while.
Yeah.
He's talented. He seems like a nice guy. We've interviewed him a few times.
Yeah.
And I think she seems amazing. So from a family perspective, we want them to stay together.
Just work it out.
And be respectful. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Don't cheat.
What is this?
Mi chiamo Chris.
Are you practicing your Italian?
Yeah, I'm going to Milan.
Milano.
That was how stupid I am. They said, you got to go to Milano. I said, oh, where's Milano? I've never been there. They said, it's in Italy, Chris.
Milano, yeah.
I didn't know Milano was I know it as Milan. I never knew Milano.
If you didn't know, Chris is going to Italy tomorrow for a few days.
I'm not going to be back till Tuesday. So, Rossi, behave during the show, okay?
Well, I'm going to behave, all right.
All right. Is there a song coming out? Have you got a special guest coming in tomorrow over the next couple of days?
I haven't planned it yet, but it's going to be amazing.
I'm going to be huge, right?
Yeah.
Listen, and there's going to be a chance where you can win. The reason I'm going to Italy, but there's a chance that it could change your life. You could become your own boss. Be your own boss with Virtue Zone. Yeah. Yeah. It's a cool thing that's going on. I'm going to the Boss Fashion Show.
The Hugo Boss Fashion Show.
Yeah, it's Boss. I think they just call Boss now.
Oh, okay.
They've got Italian Fashion Week going on. So Virtue Zone sending me over there to be your own boss. Boss and Virtue Zone Boss. You get it? Like, you know what I mean? If you're looking at setting up a company, by the way, Virtue Zone are the guys that did it for me, and they are absolutely amazing.
Where's their office? It looked amazing.
Yeah, it's down near the palace, actually, downtown Dubai.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but just a really great team, a great trusted team, the guys from Virtue Zone. You can definitely be your own boss with them. So they're going to send me out to this event. I'm going to spend 2 days there. I'm going to spend a little bit more. I'm doing 2 days of sort of work there.
Yeah.
And by work, it's just going to the party. It's fabulous. Like, I know I'm rubbing it in. I'm sorry. I should.
I think it's so cool because you're going to get an inside look into one of the biggest fashion shows. And what's his name is going to be there? Kabi.
Yeah, Kabi.
The TikTok. He's the most followed person on TikTok.
You know, he's the guy from Senegal. And originally, that just puts his hands out on everything. You know this guy's story, how he came about?
How?
From the COVID. That was a good story out of COVID.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he had a very basic job, didn't have a lot of money. COVID came. He just started doing this content where he started doing stuff on TikTok and Instagram. He's now the most followed. He's a boss ambassador. He'll be there at the event as well. But
yeah.
Cool.
Listen, when I get back, I'll give you more details on how Virtue Zone can be changing your life and allowing you to be your own boss.
I love that.
Yeah, they said, who do you want to take? Do you want to take Rossi? They did offer me Virtue Zone. Do you know if I wanted to take Rossi?
Yeah, that's my dream. That's the home of the Vespa and the Lambretta scooter.
What, Milan?
Like, you know, like, and you...
Get him a Vespa.
I'm taking Brianna.
Well, that's all right. Since she came into your life, I don't do anything anymore. I used to get invited everywhere.
Could you imagine if I said to Brianna, I had a choice and I'm taking Rossi instead of you?
We should have pranked her.
Yeah, we should have told her that.
We should have said, I'm going instead.
Hey, do it now.
She'd probably be cool with it, though, knowing Brianna.
She's really wanting to go to this.
Oh, is she?
She has been looking forward to this little mini vacay.
Because... yeah, this is, I don't know, yeah, she just, I know that this is one that she really wants to go on. She's pretty basic, Brianna, when it comes to, like, wants and needs.
Yeah.
I think I'm more demanding in the relationship.
Yes. And so, yes.
Mr. Needy, okay.
Guys, why you laugh when I say that? I'm being
because
honest with
it's
you.
I'm opening up. No,
let him open up.
I'm happy that you're admitting it because it's very true.
Yeah, so, but I know this one particular, she really wants to go on.
What? Is it the fashion side of things?
Yeah, and she's been so cute. Every day this week, she's been choosing her outfits for the day.
Cute.
I'm like, I'm packing 30 minutes before we leave to the airport. She's like getting this whole thing set up.
Chris, do you have an outfit for the show?
Yeah,
you have to look good.
Yeah, I'm wearing Boss. I went and got...
You got a suit as well?
Yeah, I go for it.
Oh, my. Yeah.
You would have got that as well, Ross, if you came with me. On the next trip, okay?
You said that last time.
But next week on the show, when I get back, I give you my word, there will be a way that Virtue Zone could change your life, really, in a really cool way.
Cool.
All right, that's next week on the show. So, Nala, I think you're more on TikTok than any of us. I mean, we're all on TikTok, though.
Yeah, but Nala is really on TikTok.
Debating calling a doctor for her, actually, the obsession she has with TikTok.
Too much.
You gave to the show the other day. You showed us. You said, hey, listen to this. Look at this guy. This guy's so cool. And I said, what? Gave me the account. It's 80, what was the account called?
80 Ghost Places.
80 Ghost Places, the account on TikTok. And it's a guy from Mumbai, India, mm-hmm. who's recently moved to Dubai. Mm-hmm. And he's basically just documenting his life of, I guess, moving from India and setting up life here in Dubai.
Yes.
And it's really real and raw, and he shows you, like, where he lives and where he works at. And you're right. There's something compelling about it, especially the way that he shot this. One of his videos got, like, 1.8 million views.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone viral within the Middle East area and actually globally right now. And we've been able to track him down.
Nice.
Nala's done it. We've got him on. It's AT. Hello, Natey. How you doing?
Hello, Chris.
My man, congratulations on your TikTok famous life you've got.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. It's a dream.
All right.
It's a dream come true.
So let's get to know you a little bit more. Obviously, I know a little bit from your TikTok life, but tell me, like, you're originally from Mumbai. How old are you?
I'm from Mumbai, yes, and I'm 26 years old.
Okay, so you're 26, and have you always wanted to be, like, a content creator, or, like, what did you want to do?
So for the past 4 or 5 years, yes, I have always wanted to be a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, I wanted to be living in Dubai. So I was trying to work here. I have applied for my for other jobs as well, but this is what I could get, and now I'm here. So, yeah.
And you show, like, you know, your shared accommodation where you live. You show your workplace. You work at a place called The Hive, right?
I work in cafe, yeah, that's correct.
Are people coming into your workplace to meet you now?
Actually, they have been, yes.
That's so cool. You've given, like, a little celebrity, huh? People coming to see you.
That is exactly what my boss was telling me yesterday.
That's so cool, man. Well, I mean, and, like, did you think you were going to get, like, 1.8 million views on your videos and go viral? Or, you know, how did this all happen?
I never thought that, man. I used to just wonder about having 10,000, maybe 15, 20K followers. But this is amazing. I never thought I would get 1.8 million views on just one video.
How does it... is there a method Because I think a lot of people who are trying to get into content creation really would love to all of their videos to go viral. Is there a method?
See, if you just keep trying, you need to keep trying and you need to find your niche. You will have to try a couple of different genres in order to find your footing.
Okay. I love it, man. I think it's great. I'm going to play you a little bit of 80s TikTok right now. This is how some of it sounds. And, well, you can't see it, but have a listen.
So this is my first second home in Dubai and I kind of love it. It is a bed space and I share it with three other people. But compared to my last home, it is far less exciting. The kitchen is just a regular, clean and boring kitchen. Same goes for the bathroom. The bed is just meh. The last one at least knew how to keep me on my toes, literally. However, I do like having a balcony from which I can appreciate a sandstorm. I am 80 and follow me to find out why I am still living out of my suitcase.
I love it. It's just, it's so real. The account, again, if you want, it's 80 Goes Places. 80 Goes Places. Mate, we're super proud of you. You're setting up your life here in the city of Dubai, which we love like many of us have. And it's a little dream come true, I feel, for you right now, yeah?
It is. I'm living the dream, man.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Go and follow his journey. He's super cool. Again, or go visit him at his workplace, okay? It's the Hive, Hive Board Games, right?
Hive Board Game Cafe. H-I-V-E Board Game Cafe.
There it is. Go check him out. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you so much.
I was upset with you. We were talking about, like, spoiling shows, right? And, you know, last week there's this restaurant that I wanted to go to. And Brianna and Brianna said to me, let's go to it. And I said, no, I want to go with Pretty and I want to go with Jeff and I want to make a double date out of it because I know it's their spot and I want to go together. And so we didn't go to that restaurant. And then on the weekend, Rossi, last weekend, Pretty and my wife went out with Jeff. They went to the ballet.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to come to the ballet.
I didn't want to go to the ballet. I know, you know me. And where did they go after the ballet? They went to the restaurant that they said we would all go together.
Without you?
Without me.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, they sent me a message halfway through their dinner going, hey, why don't you come now?
Like, that's a lie.
Halfway through the dinner?
We told you towards the end of the ballet, we're going to go because we're hungry.
I know. You're Chef Kelvin, right?
Yeah, Kelvin.
Yeah, I'll get to Kelvin.
How was
dare Chef Kelvin serve you guys? My wife and I wasn't even there.
How was it, though, without Chris? Was it just like a normal
dinner? Was. We had a great time. We were talking for so long. I think we closed the place on the way out.
That's amazing.
We just couldn't stop talking.
Just like and normal, a normal dinner.
What do you mean a normal dinner? When I'm there, it's a normal dinner as well. It's a normal dinner when I'm there as well. What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
The only good thing about going to dinner with you is you almost always pay.
That's the only good thing.
Most of the time you're on your phone, looking at your phone.
I'm working.
Oh, what a fun double date night. I'm working.
Oh, don't you start. You do like 19 TikToks from the time you walk into the restaurant to the time we sit down.
But you never know. You could still have a great conversation.
Okay. I have a good conversation with people, okay?
So what did you do instead?
I sat on the couch and just watched UFC fighting. It was the perfect Friday night.
But it's obviously hit a string here because...
Because that restaurant, June's, it's called June's, right?
Yeah, June's,
It's called June's. June's. It's in, where is it? Downtown?
Downtown, yeah. Just down the road from the
Opera. I have seen a lot about it. I have heard about it. I wanted to go check it out, but I wanted to savor the moment to share it with Pretty and Jeff and my wife. Like, it was something that I was like, I want the four of us to go and experience it. We all agreed, but because I didn't go to the ballet, they just shafted me out. And I was happy. Like, Brianna still thinks that I don't like to be alone. I love being alone. Like,
this is the funniest thing ever.
What?
You're like a puppy. Like, you've got to be like played with or all the time.
I have to
you
be.
You can't
with,
be on your own.
No, that's a lie. I do enjoy being on my own sometimes. Like, if I've got no one in the house, maybe, you know, and I've got UFC on. And I'm sitting on this couch.
Eating chips from your chest.
Just, I'm shirtless. I've got, like, because the nannies aren't home because they'll go out on a Friday night. They usually go to Sattva and hang out. I know what they get up to.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a thing.
Kids, maybe we've gone to their mums.
Yeah.
I've got the house to myself. I haven't had that since I was living in a studio apartment as a bachelor, right? So that's when I'm just in my boxer shorts.
You and the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs and I are sitting on this couch. I've got the chips on my chest.
He uses his chest as a plate. This is not an exaggeration.
And I've just got the UFC on. For me, like,
it's not exaggeration.
That is heaven. Like, if I was to die one day and I went up to heaven, hopefully, and it would just be a couch... UFC and chips. I'm in.
But then there's a little thing that creeps into Chris's mind, and that is called FOMO, my friend.
Yeah, fear of missing out.
He gets onto his little Instagram.
Yeah, I saw what you guys were up to.
Where's my wife?
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever. He always looks, yeah.
But anyway, you can go do that. I'm gonna go to that restaurant on my own. On my own, and I'm going to enjoy it.
No, you won't.
Yep.
Set him up a table for one, Junes, please. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
And all I want is just put UFC on. Have they got any TVs there? I'll bring my own iPad. I'm going to go shirtless in my boxes, sit at a table at Junes, and have a... No, yep, why not?
No.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Cannot swallow.
How have you discovered this?
I'll tell you how.
Go on.
Pretty cannot swallow a pill.
Yeah.
She can't swallow pills. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I can't.
You're in your 30s and you can't swallow a pill.
Nope, can't.
So the way that we identified this was my daughter Nushi, who's 12, when she had the cold last week, I had to give her some pills to swallow. Mm. And Pretty was like, oh, wow, she swallows pills at 12. And I said, yeah, how old were you when you could swallow? And she said, I can't swallow.
No.
And I'm like, what do you mean you can't swallow? What are you talking about? How can you not swallow pills?
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, I don't know if I want to ask this. How do you take them then?
Well,
just not in the mouth.
No, so I break it apart and I do small pieces. So the only actual pill that I can take whole is Claritin, which is an allergy.
Oh, that's not a pill?
Which is like the tiniest little
thing. You can't see that thing.
So whenever I go to the doctor and they prescribe me something, if it's a gel tablet, I'll tell them I cannot have that. I need something that's breakable. So then I break it into pieces.
So if it's a capsule, you can't do the capsules ever?
I can't do the capsules.
We're gonna do it today.
We're not going to do it. I'm sure I'm not the only one, though.
Okay, so let's...
I'm sure.
That's what I believe. Is there anyone in their adult life that can't take a pill? 04871-5544. Are you like Pretty and you still can't consume a pill? You can't swallow a pill. But I don't know. I don't get that, man.
You know this. So when I was very young, I would say on the cusp of like when you would... stop getting syrups as medication.
Yeah, you go to the go from syrups
so
to the
around,
pills. Yeah,
around that age, I had choked on an M&M. Okay, and it was not like it just went down. It really like I was choking.
You're stuck on it, bit of candy.
Like I was choking on that, and so they had to do the Heimlich and everything. And I think that kind of scarred me because if you think about it, that candy is the size of a pill
that
you would normally take.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's just scarred me for life. And you know this, I think I have one of those. Esophaguses that are prone
you got a small esophagus.
Yeah, so it gives me so much anxiety every time I have to. Like I have to pace, even to have that small one, I have to like pace back and forth in my kitchen, have tons of water, or I smash it down and I have it as a powder. Because it gives me so much anxiety.
Touch wood, this never happens.
Yeah.
Touch wood, this never happens. You have something that you need to take a pill for every single day, and it has to be in a capsule. Like, what would happen then?
I open up the capsule. I take out the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You open up the plastic bit?
Yeah, and then I have it as a powder.
You can do that?
You can do that to a lot of things.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Really?
I didn't know that.
All right. The phones are ringing. Who's on line one here? What's your name? Yeah, hi.
Hello?
You. Yeah, hi. What's your name?
My name's Manal.
Manal, can you also not swallow?
Well, it happened to me when I was pregnant with my son.
Yeah.
I could not swallow pills anymore, even though on a regular basis I used to do that, but I couldn't when I was pregnant.
Why? Can you swallow now that you're not pregnant?
Yeah, I do.
Well, it was the kid in your stomach pushing it back up.
don't want it. Send it back up, Mom. Send it back up. I don't want it.
Matita, you can't swallow a pill either.
It's Matita. No, I can't swallow a pill.
Why?
Because I once swallowed coins when I was small, and I had to go to hospital and they had to remove them.
So I think I got traumatized. Oh. I can't swallow a pill, and I'm 41 years old.
See? So that's like pretty. You were traumatized as a child, and it's come back to you.
Traumatized as a child.
And do you remember, like, I vividly remember that feeling of choking and just feeling like this is the end as a young kid.
So every time I try and swallow, I feel like I'm going to choke.
Yeah,
I tear up. And I just spit it out in the end.
Well, this is a thing, though.
So I think we need to send you to the hypnotist that Rossi's going to go see, the one.
Maybe.
Another, because that is obviously something psychological, right?
I don't know. Like, have you tried, though? Have you tried?
Yeah.
I've tried. Yeah. I have failed.
Yeah, same. Like, I really can't.
So sometimes I end up chewing it or I break it up.
Oh, yeah, same. See? Yeah. You're exactly like me.
All right, well. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's time for you to give this a go, Pretty.
Good evening. We can get you over this.
Yeah, I got some good music.
A lot of anxiety.
Come on, we got to do this, Pretty.
I'm so anxious already.
We got to do it.
Like, I'm so anxious. Really? I really can't do it. Like, it's so anxiety inducing.
I'll show you. Can I suggest how to do it?
Yeah, I don't want you to get anxious.
I mean, I'll definitely try. I mean,
are you happy to try?
I'm happy to try, but I know I'm going to be very anxious.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. She can't swallow, but for one day only, Pretty Mullick is attempting to swallow a pill. You ready?
No.
Bam, the music and everything. This is here to G you up.
What is this?
This is just a charcoal pill for my
stomach
constipation. So what?
This is charcoal's all right. It just sucks the bad stuff out.
Like,
you'll be okay.
Can I just show you something? So
don't touch it.
No, what?
Don't break it yet.
No, I'm telling you. So this is how I do it. So you see, there's like two little things.
Yeah, no, I want that pill down in one go. I don't want you breaking this. You can do this, Pretty. How do you swallow a pill, Ross?
I think I put a lot of water in first, then drop the
pill. That's what I do. I do the water first.
Should I try that?
Yeah, put water in your mouth.
This is it.
Fill it up. Fill up your water with mouth. Just fill it up like a good amount. Like fill it up.
Fill it up.
And then just drop that thing in and just swallow like
water.
You just swallow on.
This is the day that she's going to do it for the first time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
More water.
No, don't. Just relax.
Don't make me laugh.
Don't just relax. Just hold on, Ross. Just let her go through this.
Calm down, everyone.
Do you want some calming music? Is this music too, like, you? Is this enticing you to swallow? or do you want, like, relaxing music to...
No, I think relaxing music is going to make me more anxious.
Here we go. Pretty Mullick is swilling up. Big amount. Big amount.
Let's see how much you've got in there.
A little bit more water in that mouth. You can't fit anymore. She can't fit anymore in the mouth. Okay.
Look up to the sky.
Yeah, look up to the sky and just put that pill in.
Don't spit it anywhere.
Let's get that camera angle right on Pretty.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Here you go. Yeah, put it in. She's got the pill in the mouth with the water. Don't think too much and just take a swallow. Just swallow it.
Close your nose.
Just swallow. Just swallow, Pretty.
Close your nose.
Just swallow. Just swallow. She's still got it in her mouth.
Why is it still inside your mouth?
Pretty, you did everything right there except the swallowing part, Pretty.
I swallowed the water.
Big Rossi, Pretty Mullick. We got Nala in studio number two with Busma. Our little family. Digital Jenny's there as well. Just filming everything. She just filmed Pretty trying to swallow that pill, which didn't go down. I like our little family here in the morning, guys. I like it.
I like the girl power on the show.
There is. I know. I like that there's a lot of girls that are working with us. Rossi.
Four, we're outnumbered.
Makes Rossi feel uncomfortable. He had a word to me the other day. He's like, there's a lot of girls working on the show now.
Now, that is a lie.
Well, is it?
When did I say that?
I've got the audio. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play it right now. Right this second.
I don't want to do that to him.
Oh. Why don't you just admit that that was a lie?
No,
you just said?
I don't lie.
That was a lie, Chris.
Where were we when I said this statement?
I'll play the... You want me to play? Let me play it now. Let me go through the WhatsApps and I'll find it.
If you tell Rossi, could you just send me a voice note?
Absolutely not. I will go through our voice notes and I will find the voice
that
note.
That is a lie.
I will. Happy birthday. Happy 70th birthday to my mum. I love you, Mama. Happy birthday. Hey, coming up, don't forget your chance to win with Samsung.
Yep.
When you hear this... You just got to be the Virgin Radio caller, and you could be winning with Samsung. That's happening in the next 10 minutes.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear what?
You've been talking a lot of game. Before we went into that commercial break and the news, you said Rossi told you, sent you a voice note.
Told a lie.
that Rossi is uncomfortable with so many girls working here on the show.
No, well, we were just randomly saying how there's a lot of girls now
and
working
I said
on
girl
the show.
Power.
There's a lot of girls working on the show, and I love that. And I said that Rossi said he felt a little bit uncomfortable about it.
That's
and
not
I said
true.
I've got audio. I had audio. I haven't had enough time to find the audio in my WhatsApp because Rossi did send that to me once. He's saying that I'm lying. I'll never lie.
And I had to step out, but I told you do not go to Rossi and say send me a voice note.
I would not do
hey,
that.
Hey, pretty.
Yeah.
You know everything's recording, even when we're off break, and you'll never believe what Chris was trying
he
to
did
do.
It.
No,
he
I didn't.
Did
it. Don't
call you'll time. Never you believe it. I have it. Play it.
What do
you just? Can you say it? Just say. There's a lot of girls working on the show.
Why are we saying that?
Just say it quickly on the show.
Why?
Just say it because I said that you said it.
No.
Just say it.
Liar.
I'm not saying it.
Oh my gosh. Don't try to cancel me, okay?
Cancel.
Stop recording everything I do in here.
You're such cancel. A liar.
That is it for us, guys. I'm off to Italy tomorrow.
I'm so excited for you. Have the best time ever.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. Be behave, Rossi. Okay,
I will.
Behave. I'll be back on Tuesday morning. I'll be back, inshallah.
Okay, cool.
So have a good one. Guys, Eddie is up next. Eddie, welcome back to the show. You were partying last night, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you at? What did you guys do?
I went to the album pre-release for CK.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
CK's a great artist.
Superstar, yeah.
Awesome.
It was amazing.
So you enjoyed
a good
it?
Album. Yeah, good album.
New album dropping
New
soon.
Album dropping, I think, in the next couple of days.
Awesome stuff. Nice. Well, listen, he's up next, Eddie, with all your mate. It's commercial free as well. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Be safe, yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.